Thank you, John and Jay and Dwayne. We do have a question from the audience, and was impressed by the power of the information and wanted to know how widely known is this information with producers, and are there folks out there using it? How many? Any ideas about that, or are you just getting this off the ground?
Well, I might respond to that, John, is that we've been doing an ag survivor simulation presentations for a good number of years. I think we're up to about 8 years of offerings of those at this point, and have been using that to create interest in risk management. However, the tools of Risk Navigator and the strategic risk management process are just hot off the press. Again, the text was only released in October. While we've offered a couple of regional seminars around this past year, it is really pretty new material, and so I think there's a lot of opportunities for folks to take a lot of advantage of these tools now that we're ready to release it with the text that goes along with it and describes how to use them.
Dwayne, are there any particular portions of the financial health checkup that cause producers problems?
I think the biggest roadblock is just getting started. Producers are a little bit intimidated by that financial information package they must put together for their lenders. They have some difficulty understanding the financial information once it is prepared, and that prevents them, I think, from doing a relatively good job of that financial analysis they need for their operation. And as we can see, a complete financial picture of the operation is, I think, is pretty critical and provides a tremendous amount of information about your financial health, and as a result, the kinds of actions that might be necessary to help maintain or correct trends that you might see.
Thank you. Jay, a question for you. In your experience, how comfortable are producers in dealing with probability distributions?
On the surface, they can be very intimidated by those, which, we try to design our tools to take some of that intimidation factor away, and in particular, coming up with a minimum and a maximum and a most likely value. Most producers are comfortable putting that information together and can see how that can translate into a distribution. The other thing I would mention on that is the idea of subjective probabilities and reassuring producers that their instincts do weigh into coming up with a good representation of the probabilities that they face, and they do have experiences to come into play and information that perhaps can be fairly difficult to quantify. And that's what we're trying to get at somewhat with those tools is to make them simple and to put them in a context that they're comfortable with. Surprisingly, most of them, they come around and are very comfortable addressing probabilities, maybe not in a huge statistical sense, but certainly in a sense that they can use it in making decisions.
Good. Well, thank you. And John, another question in from the audience. How do farm health and safety figure into risk identification and planning?
Well, definitely, the tools that we've designed have the possibility of considering risk for and from many of the different sources, if not all of them. And so we would recommend that the tools, not only in the strategic level in terms of risk preference and trying to establish where the people that are involved in the situation are with their, ability and willingness to carry risk, but also moving forward in terms of planning, you can build in those health and safety risk factors into the various tactical level tools and assign various probabilities and so on that should go with them. And so in that way, I believe we could accommodate nearly any kind of risk that a person might be thinking would influence a farm or ranch and help the manager and the other folks that are involved in the operation to consider what might be the best management strategy to manage the risk given the consequences, the threats, the opportunities that might be contained within those risks.
And I want to throw in a little plug. Our October series covered families in crisis and dealt with some mental health kinds of issues, stress management and that. And there's a wealth of resources on our webpage around that. And John, I'd like to come back to you. You talked briefly about a strategic goal worksheet. Does your book provide any additional insights into setting goals or strategic planning?
Well, actually, the title of the step is determining your goals for managing risk, but the section of the text goes a little beyond that and does try to describe and provide for the opportunity for folks to think a little bit more about the strategic planning of other dimensions of the operation in addition to risk. And so I think anybody that was interested would benefit from taking a look at that and looking to maybe more strategically manage the rest of the operation as well. I believe those worksheets and the tools that we've built there would be equally appropriate for other aspects of the operation as well.
We're getting close to the time when we need to sign off. So I've got two last questions, one for Jay, and then I've got a last one for Duane, and I'll give him the last word. And Jay, in the crop budget generator, how much of that information can a person change to customize it to their own operation?
That is in a worksheet format, but parts of it are protected so that it maintains its functionality and that you don't accidentally wipe out something. So you can't add columns or add rows to that budget that you see there, but you can pretty much change all of the data and information in there. You can change it from wheat to corn. You can certainly change any of the numbers that you see displayed there and turn it into a budget for your own operation.
Thank you. And Duane, question, a lot of producers are headed into the time when they're going to be going in and sitting down with their lenders looking for operating capital. So in the coming months, what is your perspective? What are the specific financial indicators that lenders might be looking at? And any comments you might have around that?
I think in the next few months, lenders have started watching primarily liquidity and repayment capacity ratios. Those will give short-term indicators of how financially sound the operation is currently and coming into the next production cycle, the next calendar year, 2010. So they'll be paying a lot of attention to those. And as you can see at the start of our presentation today, those were some of the ratios that were most badly hurt by the decline in prices, the potential declines in yields, and things that are going on in the agricultural sector. Many producers experience these, the dairy and hog industry in particular, and I think the liquidity repayment capacity ratios will be top on their list.
Well, Jay, John, and Duane, thank you very much. This is a powerful set of information. I know you barely kind of skimmed over the surface. We would encourage folks to follow up, go to that web page, look at some of that information. We have what we call a file sharing pod here that if you click on one of these files and then highlight it, go down and click on Save to My Computer. It'll give you some instructions how you can correctly download this information, virus-free information, that has all of the web addresses that you need to go to our Ag and Uncertain Times webpage. I think some of the right risk websites and the website information that was John Hewlett presented. If you want to go back through this, the slideshow that each of these folks, I believe, is up on the Ag and Uncertain Times website now. Within a day or two, the actual presentations, recording of their presentations will be up there as well, and you can go back and review them. So I thank you again for all of the hard work that Duane, Jay, and John put into this presentation. Thank you that are in the audience that signed on with us. And just a reminder, on December 2nd, we'll be back with an economist from the Federal Reserve System out of the Omaha Bank. Thank you. We'll see you in December.